Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Wednesday we bring you interesting and useful news about business and personal finance. The following is an article from the online website Yahoo Finance. The article was written by Amalia Dabrowski. Stock market today. Dow, S&P 500, NASDAQ futures fall as U.S. launches new strikes against Iran. U.S. stocks futures tumbled as the U.S. struck Iran just hours after President Trump had pledged to do so, saying negotiations were taking too long. Futures attached to the Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped roughly 0.4%. Futures attached to the benchmark S&P 500 fell 0.5%. Futures attached to the tech-heavy NASDAQ 100 sank 0.9%. U.S. Central Command confirmed the attacks on X, describing them as in response to Iran's unwarranted and continued aggression. Earlier on Wednesday, President Trump told reporters in separate comments that Iran would be hit very hard and would pay the price for stalled talks. His statements came a day after the U.S. attacked Iran on Tuesday. U.S. officials said those attacks responded to the downing of an Apache helicopter over the weekend. The renewed military activity and fresh threats set markets up for a difficult day on Wednesday. Stocks dove and oil jumped amid signs the Strait of Hormuz would remain closed for the foreseeable future. The day's downbeat sentiment was exacerbated by the latest inflation report, which showed prices rising rapidly. Meanwhile, after the bell, Oracle reported earnings results that beat expectations, but the company's stock sank on disappointing cloud sales. On Thursday, markets will be watching for the release of the Producer Price Index, or PPI, report, which will provide further insight into how quickly prices are rising on the heels of May's inflation report. The main event of the week lands Friday, with the expected market debut of Elon Musk's SpaceX, which is positioned to mark the biggest IPO in history. Oil prices surge as U.S. begins wave of airstrikes on Iran. Tehran military command says Hormuz Strait closed. Written by Jake Conley. The U.S. military began a renewed round of airstrikes on Iran Wednesday morning, sending oil prices surging north after several days of escalating tensions between Washington and Tehran. Futures on Brent crude, the international benchmark, gained as much as 3.4% to cross above $96 per barrel after falling below the level on Monday. Contracts on U.S. benchmark WTI crude advanced as far as 3.8% to climb above $93 per barrel. Prices on both contracts pulled back by roughly 1% after Fox News reported comments from President Trump that he spoke with Iranian leaders directly and the U.S. bombing campaign would end shortly after. The U.S. would bomb the shit out of them if Iran didn't sign an agreement put forward by Washington, Fox News reported Trump saying. The strike comes after threats from President Trump and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth throughout Wednesday morning and early afternoon that the U.S. would be resuming more severe action toward Iran after an initial round of strikes on Tuesday. "We're going to be attacking them hard," Trump told reporters at the White House on Wednesday, only hours before the strikes began. "We hit them hard yesterday, and we're going to hit them hard again today." Iran's top military command said less than 2 hours after the U.S. airstrikes began that the Strait of Hormuz was the world's most critical choke point for global oil flows is now completely closed, per Reuters. Iranian media, citing Iran's Revolutionary Guard, reported that two ships had been struck while trying to make the crossing out of the Persian Gulf. Saeed Mirandi, an advisor to the Iranian negotiating team that met with U.S. negotiators in Vienna, wrote on social media Wednesday that, because of the psychopath in the White House, the Strait of Hormuz will now be completely closed. If you want to learn more about Ayers Allais and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Wednesday to bring you more helpful news about business and personal finance. I'm Roger Baker.